Well, joining us in the booth right now, would like to welcome Don Garber, MLS Commissioner. Don, I don't know if you remember this, but we met over a year ago, City's first game here at City Park.
I remember.
Had you as a guest for pregame, actually. So exciting. What are your impressions coming back into St. Louis?
It's good to see sort of how it all came together over such a short period of time. And we were this spectacular stadium, an amazing complex. Fans that really believe in their team, a staff and ownership group that loves this club and wants to see it continue to get embedded in the community and represent what St. Louis could be, not just here in the city and the region, but and this game's being broadcast around the world. So it's been wonderful to see it all come together. Very excited about it.
You know, one comment you made that I still remember because I thought it was so, I hadn't thought about it that way. You said the teams name themselves City. You know, you've seen a lot of births of clubs where they come up with different names, and this club decided on St. Louis City, City. Interesting moment that you had thinking of that last year. Do you still reflect on that?
I do. You know, listen, clubs have got to come up with their own brand, and they've got to do it in an iterative way. You know, you can't just sit around in a conference room and have a bunch of people that work for the team say, hey, we think the name should be X. They did research. They spoke to the fans. They had the benefit of having this team exist in some way before it came into Major League Soccer. And, you know, this is about St. Louis, right? It's about what the city wants to be and how a team can help it get there. So it's, to me, the perfect brand. And I love the logo. I love everything about what they've done to try to continue to move it forward. Year two is a nice second year.
It really has been. Commissioner Don Garber joining us about 5 minutes before the start of the second half. City 1, Minnesota 1. Commissioner, congrats to you. 25 years as MLS commissioner. So that's the first 25 years. Tell us about the next 25 years.
There will not be a next 25 years. I can absolutely guarantee you that.
Long horizon, though, for this league, which has exploded. It's been such a growth bomb, especially over the last year. What's next for the MLS? What's the next
phase? It's a good question. You know, when you think about putting my 25 years aside, the league, you know, in and around the World Cup is going to be 30 years old. We're no longer a startup. You know, we're no longer, I used to say we were a toddler and then we were a teenager. And now we're now we're an adult. You know, you got to deal with adult issues and you got to deal with
bills.
Maturity. And how do you manage a league when it is already mature? And what do you need to do to make it better as opposed to growth driving, you know, that next level? We got the World Cup coming next year, the Club World Cup. We got a league that's attracting the best player in the world. You know, we have stadiums that are among the best stadiums in the world. So all of that is about, you know, what, you know, it sounds kind of simplistic, but what's MLS 3.0? You know, original years were 1-0, 2-0 is when we went through expansion, and 3-0 will be the next years ahead.
I think I saw a stat that said that U.S. Soccer in the U.S. is one of the top markets with the Men's World Cup in 2026. I find that eyes often turn to the local leagues or league, and of course, being MLS. How is MLS going to be involved with the World Cup, with eyes maybe bridging that gap from MLS fans only to the international game and international fans that may not know as much about MLS teams with eyes on them?
Yeah, you know, I love that eyes on us. I'm going to steal that and use it.
You can use it.
You know, we're going to have the eyes of the world on us. This tournament is going to be bigger than anybody ever dreamed of. People here in St. Louis who love the game and have been connected to it for generations. The World Cup is going to be a level of passion and excitement that our country is going to deliver. This is a soccer nation. It's not intrigue anymore. It's not a niche sport anymore. Look what's going on with the women's game, our national teams. Look what's going on with MLS with 30 teams in the U.S. and Canada. So we have to get our teams to think about how do you make that work? How do you market? How do you use data? How do you connect and have community programs? How do you have viewing parties? How do we connect cities with specific teams? This city has got such great ethnic heritage. Maybe the city adopts a couple of national teams and follows them and figures out ways that St. Louis City could be part of that journey. I mean, blah, 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 blah. There's so many different exciting opportunities.
Well, that's awesome. I look forward definitely to, always love more World Cups. I wish they were more than every 4 years. I look forward to seeing how MLS is involved and the growth of the league continues with new expansion teams. Thanks for your time and enjoy the second half.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
That was Don Garber, MLS Commissioner.